a little while back, you started running, didn't you? And it's definitely on. And yep. You started to get an injury in your calf, which was stopping you from running. Do you want to just tell us what happened with that?
Yep. Started running sort of seriously about January. Tried to go sort of often as I could, sort of every third day. And right almost from the start, I kept pulling my right calf muscle, and I'd have to stop running for a couple of weeks, wait for it to heal. Then I'd go out for a couple of weeks, it'd be all right, and I'd just pull it again.
And you were really meeting God when you were running, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I don't know, probably since about April, I started going jogging with some headphones and putting worship music on. I really was kind of really hear from God as I was running. It became more than a run.
Okay. So you came to church, was it that you came to church one Sunday?
And I did, yeah. it was quite a few weeks ago now. And young Tim in Innovation, they prayed for me, and it seemed to get a bit better. But then I went out in the running, but then I pulled it again.
So what did you do?
I woke up early one Sunday. I hadn't been for a couple of weeks. I wake up early anyway, and I woke up, I don't know when it was, about 6 or something, on a Sunday. And I was just so frustrated because I hadn't been for a run for a couple of weeks. And I just said, I just had enough of this, and I just prayed for it in my kitchen, and it just instantly, because I was moving it, like any movement, I'd feel it, and it just instantly
awesome. Went. Great. Woohoo. Great. So you went out running that day?
That Sunday. It was early, and I'd run past. For those who don't know, I was an alcoholic. God healed me from that about 10 years ago. And I went to my first AA meeting at St Peter's Church by the taxi rank. I'd run past this church often. This particular Sunday, I didn't know at the time, but I stopped outside the church and put my hands on the railings, and God gave me a picture of me walking up the path on my first AA meeting. And I looked a bit of a mess. And God just said, look at where you were. Look at where you are now. Look at what I've done for you. And then he said, I want you to forgive yourself. Because I've had loads of prayer, and I was sure that I had forgiven myself. But clearly I hadn't. Because God didn't even ask me. He didn't say, have you forgiven yourself? He just said, I want you to forgive yourself. So I just shouted out, I forgive myself, and I just burst into tears. And this is the week before Simon preached on forgiveness.
Wow.
So that was quite a powerful moment.
Wow. That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Do you feel different since that point?
I've kind of been feeling a bit different for a number of months, really. I'm having some I was going through some stuff, and God's working on me at the moment.
What feels different for you?
It's kind of just really grasping that it is all about Jesus. Mm. Really learning that at a real deep level.
Awesome. So that was a pretty awesome moment. And so you'd been healed, you went out running.
Yep.
Experienced and encountered God in a way that you hadn't done before.
Been fine for, I don't know, I've been out for about 20 runs and not a single problem. That same week, on the Tuesday, I'd driven to work, about 2 hour drive in the car. I'd woken up, it was fine. I got out of the car and I had just this real sharp pain right behind my kneecap. Mm-hmm. I thought, what now, you know? It eased off during the day. Mm-hmm. I got home and it had kind of eased off. 2 days later, I wanted to go out for a run, but it was still niggling away. So I asked Jane to pray. Mm-hmm. Jane put her hand on it. She said she felt clicking and grinding and stuff. And that's been perfect ever since as well.
Awesome. And you've been running ever since?
Yeah.
Meeting God on your runs?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. That's really amazing.